Thanksgiving Heritage. Let's go with the word. Ray, it's good to have you back there. Can we just thank the Lord for Ray filling in this morning? Amen. While Raj is away on vacation. Thank you, buddy. Here we go. So, pilgrim paradoxes. We've been talking about pilgrims. We actually did a message on the pilgrims, how they came to America, and about their faith, and Governor Bradford, and all that good stuff, and the Mayflower. And then last week, we did a message on Abraham. Boy, he was like the original pilgrim. And we looked at some pilgrim rules. Abraham followed God even though he didn't know where he was going. Remember that? And as a pilgrim, that's what you do. And sometimes we're pilgrims and strangers down here. That's what the Bible says. So today, let's look at some things that Jesus said. That pilgrims are a little different. You know, I mean, we live here, but this is not our home. We're just passing through. So it's a little different down here. This isn't heaven to us. Say that with me. This isn't heaven to us. Now, it's beautiful. God created it. But we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen? And so let's look at it. Just some things that Jesus said, because it's a little different, a little odd way down here living as a pilgrim. And I think you'll understand a little bit better as we go along. Let's see it. Hebrews 11:13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, what? Far off. And they were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Amen. So the Bible says that about those of faith. Peter says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as what? Strangers and pilgrims. So you and I, that's why you can really get screwed up when you make this world too much your home. Things. And it's all about that and about your job. Hey, I'm all for working. The Bible says work 6 days. It didn't say work five. Amen? Okay? So I'm about working. I love people that work and get out there and do. And in America, hey, you're blessed. All right? So all about work, but we can get screwed up sometimes when we make this world our home, when we make material things, or we're building our own kingdom down here. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to see it taken away from you. Okay? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come to give you life and life abundantly. But he didn't mean that to say you're going to get your new house or this, that. Now, there's something that's more valuable than things. That's life, spiritual life, eternal life, everlasting life, to walk with God here on this earth, to be a pilgrim. So there's some different things that Jesus said about how we're to live. Pilgrim paradoxes. A paradox is something that doesn't seem to make sense. You know what I'm saying? Sort of like an oxymoron in a way, but it is something Jesus said when you at first glance, you look at it and go, man, that's like crazy. What does that mean? Well, people would call us crazy. You're a follower of Jesus? Yeah. You believe in Him? Absolutely. You know, you pray to Him? I sure do. Do you love Him? With all my heart. Okay? So, yeah, I'm a follower of Christ. I'm proud to be a follower of Christ. Doesn't make me better than anybody else. Okay, I'm a sinner. But I've received Christ, and I'm committed to Christ. Say that with me. I'm committed to Christ. I'm committed to Christ. I'm committed to following Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. You believe that? That's what the Bible says. So much we don't believe because we don't know what the Bible says. Think we're being mean. You think Jesus is the only way? That sounds mean. It's called the truth. Amen. Say, God had one son. So I'm a follower of Christ. I'm a pilgrim. Did Jesus come here and have a big fancy place? Yes or no? Oh, he didn't have a place to lay his head. That's what the Bible says. Birds of the air, they have nests, but the Son of Man doesn't. And foxes even have holes. I don't have a place to go sleep. Okay? So, obviously, Jesus wasn't about building this kingdom down here. Amen? He was about a heavenly kingdom. And you and I are His ambassadors. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. We're to be followers of Christ. With that kind of perspective, it can change your life. You'll have the best life you've ever had. Okay? So, that's what we're talking about. One reason people find it hard to do what Jesus teaches is because he taught things and he said things in a paradox. And we're going to look at a few of those today as sort of pilgrim paradoxes or principles that we're to live by. Here's one right here. Say that with me. The way to become is to do what? Yeah, the way to be great is to be small. Boy, that's different, isn't it? No, the way to be great is to be great. You know, the way to be great, you don't really be big, then be small. What does that mean? Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, desiring a certain thing. So mama came to Jesus. And he said unto her, what do you want? And she said unto him, grant that these my two boys may sit the one on the right hand and the other on the left hand in your kingdom. Wouldn't that be sweet? But Jesus answered and said, you don't even know what you're asking. Are you able to drink of the cup that I'm going to drink of? And to be baptized with the baptism that I'm going to be baptized with? That's going to be a baptism of fire and the cross. They said unto him, we're able, we can do it. We're good. He said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and to sit on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them that whom is prepared for of my Father. And when the ten heard it, the other disciples heard that these two want to sit on the right and the hand in the kingdom, they were moved with what? They were ticked off. Are you kidding me? They wanted to bust their face in. These were the kind of disciples Jesus had. These were rough boys. They were mad at him. But Jesus called them unto him and said, you know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. Keep looking. But it shall not be so among who? You. But whosoever will be what? Great among you, let him be your what? Say that with me again. These are pilgrim paradoxes, things that as followers of Christ we need to know. Say that again. But whosoever will be what? Let him be your what? And say that last part with me. And whosoever will be what? Let him be your... I think a lot of churches are messed up because they don't teach this. Okay? We get full of ourselves. I'm elected to this. I'm a this. I'm a this. I'm a this. We're called to be servants. Y'all listening? Yes or no? We have a church that's servant-led. What does that mean? And you can start today. How can I get involved? Be a servant. Be a server. Be willing to help. Be willing to do. That's the leaders here are people who serve. Y'all listening or not? We don't get back in back rooms somewhere and, you know, most of our decisions are decisions on serving, to be honest with you. That's our decisions. People come to me and say, you know, we're going to have this, you know, have this outing out here. Yeah, that sounds great. And then we get people all plugged in, don't we, Dina? And so many people are serving and doing it. Most of the things we do at a church are about serving. Most of our big decisions. Pray for Gary that he makes good decisions. Most of my decisions are on people serving the Lord. Y'all listening or not? That's what we're called to be. Okay? I'm no different than you. Say. Okay? I want to be known as a serving pastor. Y'all listening or not? Say. Amen. So that's what he's teaching here. But look a little deeper. Even as the Son of Man came not to be what? But to what? Now, we're all about wanting to minister to other people in our church here. But we want to get you to a place where you can see that there's people and how much people matter, and you want to be ministering to them. Amen. Yes or no? Well, I love that church because they just minister to me. Well, that's great. Well, but we want you to be one of those that's ministering to other people. Capiche? Hello? Okay? He came to minister and to give his life a what? A ransom for many. We're talking about being a pilgrim down here. So the way to be great is to become small. So we see this, the disciples' request. He asked them, are you able? And he said, the greatest among them must do what? When? Now. Absolutely. I'll serve one day when I get to heaven. I don't know about that attitude. It's not a good attitude. Amen. I'll serve when I get to heaven. I don't know. I hope you're going to make it. I know we don't get there because of our works. It's because of the blood of Christ. I understand that. But that attitude, it should be an attitude of humility and serving right now. Amen? That's the plan. Here's the way Jesus looked at it. This was him, written in Philippians by the Apostle Paul. We're talking about the way to be great is to become small. Let's learn from Jesus about how to be a pilgrim, how to be a stranger down here on this earth. Here's what he did. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, okay, he is God, came to this earth, humbled himself. Look, being in the form of God, thought it not what? Robbery to be equal with God. It wasn't something, being God was not something he grasped at because he was God. And he is God, okay? All right? But you know what he did? He made himself of what? No reputation. And he took upon him the form of a servant, and he was made in the likeness of men. See, the way to be great is to become small. That's what he did. Here's great God Jesus, became small as a little baby. Trusted, born. Can you imagine? Born as a little baby, somebody could have crushed his brains in. Just a little bitty baby. Jesus, so great, God became small. That's what he's telling you and I to do. And being found in fashion as a man, now he's a man on this planet. He did what? He humbled himself. He was always humbling himself, always serving. He became obedient unto death. He even humbled himself to death, the death of the cross, so that you and I could be saved. And because of what he did, God highly exalted him, has given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should what? Bow. Of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So this first principle, the way to be great is to become what? Small. Jesus' example, he became a servant, man. He was obedient to death, and he's exalted by his Father. That's the way you and I are called to live as pilgrims on this earth. This world's not our home. We're just passing through. You remember that song, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." How many know that? My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Amen? Come on, that's us. That's who we're called to be. The following principle leads to the discovery of God's will in your life. If your will is to not be a pilgrim, not to be a follower, not to be a stranger down here, but your will is to be kingdom building for you or whatever, or be exalted like mama's two boys wanted, you're going to miss what God's will is for your life. His will is for you to serve. You cannot find out God's will without this principle. The way to be great is to be small. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a what? A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your what? It's only reasonable of me that he humbled himself. He came to this earth. He became a man. He died on the cross so that I could be saved. But now, all of a sudden, I'm going to live like this world is my everything? Makes no sense. My Savior didn't. It's my reasonable service now to humble myself. Yes or no? Say. It's reasonable. This is not a hard argument for me to make. Don't be conformed to this what? You're a pilgrim here. Yeah, but. Well, quit yeah button. Come on, we're pilgrims and strangers here. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what? And that's what it's going to take. If you're going to be the pilgrim down here, you're going to be the stranger down here. You're going to be the ambassador for Jesus down here. You're going to be a giver down here. You're going to realize this is not your kingdom down here. It's going to take your mind being renewed by the Word of God and by the will of God in your life. The renewing of your mind that you can do what? Do what? Prove what is that what? Good and acceptable and perfect will of God that he has for me down here in this earth. The way to be great is to become small. Renewing your mind, thinking this way. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man among you, say it with me, not to do what? Think of himself how? More what? Highly than he ought to think, but think soberly. Quit living life like a drunk man, all right? He's God, you ain't. Get with the program. He didn't have a place to lay his head, but we're giving our whole life to just pursue things and stuff and whatever. Guys, we got to come on. Hello. Wake up call here. Hello. Yes or no? And I'm not talking down to you. I'm talking to somebody who runs this crazy rat race down here and gets sucked in by stuff a lot of times. That's probably a good message after Black Friday, ain't it? I didn't plan it this way. Let a man think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of what? Of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and we're all members of who? Of each other, if we serve. Do you see how this doesn't work if we're going to be serving, yet you're going to be great? How'd that work? Say, yes or no? We're going to serve, but we're going to worship you? Or it's all about you? It just doesn't work in serving. Amen? It doesn't work in basketball or football either, by the way. Amen? Come on. We work together. This is Jesus' plan for us. These are pilgrim These are pilgrim paradoxes. We're not called to be martyrs. We're called to be living saints. Well, I'll just die for Jesus. Well, that sounds real noble. He would rather you just, how about live for him today? Amen, say. Come on. We owe him our what? We owe him our what? Our life. We're dying men called to minister to who? This planet's dying. Everything that man says today is sort of screwed up. Most of the things they say, like evolution, we're getting, everything's decaying. It's not getting better, guys. Have you noticed or not? Okay, it's just not getting better. People are born and people die. We're dying men and women, reaching dying men and women. And when we realize that, we'll start to realize better this paradox that he's teaching. The way to become great is to become what? Serve. Take as many with you as you can. Amen? To heaven. That's what we're talking about here. So let's look at another one. We'll just go as far as we can. We'll see a few of them this morning. Here's another one. Here we go. Y'all all right so far? You awake or not? Good. All right. By the way, how many traveled many, many miles after Thanksgiving? You were on the highway for a long time, many hours. We're crazy people, aren't we? We are crazy. I was on the highway yesterday, 3-4 extra hours just of traffic. Amen? Just crazy. I don't know where that came from. I'm just telling you. Here we go. Number two. Here we go. Number two. Here's a crazy paradox. This seems to be the Vikings' motto for years. We're just trying to be like Jesus, Gary. Well, how about in football? You don't try to be like Jesus with the scoreboard. Come on, here we go. Here's a paradox. The way to win is to what? One more time. The way to what? Win is to? Now, if you're trying to build your kingdom down here and this world's all about you, this is not going to fly with you too good. This is what Jesus said. The way to win is to lose. You know, and you really think of like people who've served our country, our founders, people that went before us. They gave their life. Matter of fact, we do quite a bit of teaching here on the, you know, on our heritage. You can get some of those out back or go online and find some of those teachings that we've gotten. But, you know, people knew very well when they were signing the Declaration of Independence that they're going to lose. When they put their name on that Declaration of Independence, and John Hancock did it this way. Remember his signature? He knew when he signed it, he was going to lose. But he also knew, we're winning today by signing this Declaration of Independence. We're winning for people who are going to come after us. That's that pilgrim mentality that we need to have. Okay? If I suffer, if I give up things down here, if I give to somebody else, or if I'm a servant to somebody else, if it looks like, well, you're just losing, man. Hey, if I'm losing and other people are going to be winning, that's a good thing. Y'all listening or not? Okay? The way to win is to lose. He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, Jesus said. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And we could talk about this all day. He's not telling you to not love your mother and your father. But guys, your mother and father didn't give you worth. Your mother and father, as much as you love your mom and dad and your children, they didn't create you in their image. You understand? Say. Okay, they had sex and you're here. Bing, bang, there you go. How about that? But God the Father in heaven created you in His image and in His likeness. Okay? And nobody can tell you that you have value and that you matter and you have worth like God the Father. Not even your mother and your daddy. So to love, we love Him more than anything. Amen? Say. Above everybody. Okay? That's just what that's teaching us. He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not what? Worthy of me, Jesus saying. He that finds his life shall what? Lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall do what? Shall win. You lose your life for me, and you're going to be a winner. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? That's the whole point he's making here. Man, we get so tied up in stuff and things and our kingdom and my building and my this and my that. And I'm just like you. I get that way too. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us. Amen. Come on. Come on. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the heathen, the unbelievers, those that don't know Christ, those that don't follow Jesus. They seek the same things that you're doing, that I'm doing. What's up with that? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. Don't give your life to these things. Say this with me, this verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of, not the kingdom down here. Seek first the kingdom of who? God and His what? And then all these things shall be what? Added unto you. See how these principles are working or not today? Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow. We worry ourselves sick. You know, our stocks, our investments. We can worry. How many ever got sick because of some of your investments? And don't lie, you in church. Let me see your hand. Go ahead. You got a little sick because of them. Yeah. Have you ever been a little worried about your investments? Can I see your hand on that? A little bit concerned. Yeah. A little stress. Come on. We can get so tied up in stuff and things and stressed out. Take no thought for tomorrow. Doesn't mean you don't plan. But, man, just don't be enamored. Don't give your life after things and stuff. If you lose everything, you got Him. Amen? Come on. For tomorrow's going to take thought for the things of itself. How many ever changed the stock market at all because you worried about it? Say. You don't change anything by worrying, stressing out, do you? Yes or no? Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the what? I love this verse. There's plenty evil to worry about today, Jesus is teaching. The way to win is to lose. Get your head straight. Get your head straight. Let go of stuff. We must put our earthly needs and back it up. We must put our earthly needs and interest after who? After His. He promises to reward us for doing so. This is not our home down here. We're pilgrims down here, just like the Mayflower folk. Amen. Come on. Except we got it great because of what they did. Who's going to be a pilgrim now? The pilgrims are gone. You and I are called to be pilgrims and strangers down here on this earth. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man will come after Me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. The way to win is to lose. For whosoever will save his life shall what? If you're going to save your life, if it's about you down here, you're going to lose everything. That's what the Bible says. And whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall what? Find it. These are pilgrim paradoxes. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the what? And lose his own what? Look at what I got. Come on. We're pilgrims down here. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? A lot of people go after a lot of things and they're exchanging their souls for a lot of stuff. These are pilgrim principles today. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, then He shall reward every man according to his what? Can you imagine the things we've given our life for down here? The piddly, crazy things. And one day when He comes and we stand before Him, Jesus, and the glory of the angels, and our little old mess we gave our life for. It's going to look pretty pathetic, isn't it? Learn it now, He says. He'll reward those who take up His cross. We must get the right perspective about what? Eternity. Get the right perspective about the judgment, too. The right perspective about the judgment, because the Bible says that many of our works are going to be burned up by fire. Things we've given our life to, they're just going to be burned up. Get the right perspective. The way to win is to lose. Amen? Well, one day I'll get to heaven and I'll give it all to Jesus. Well, a lot of good that did. Amen? Y'all all right? Or yes or no? Come on. Serve the Lord down here. Give your life to the Lord. The way to be what? Here's another one. The way to be what? Fruitful is to what? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, isn't it? You say. The way to bear fruit is to have a dead tree. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Unless you're a pilgrim. Unless you're a stranger. Let's see what Jesus said. He talked this way. This is the way He lived. Jesus answering them said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, say this with me, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and
it abides alone. But if it brings forth much fruit. Now, I'm not a farmer, but I understand when you plant seeds, they have to decay. And because of that decaying and dying, they bring forth the shoots. That's how plants work. Or you can take your little seed and set it on the shelf and just worship your little seed. Look at my seed. Look at him. It's not much good unless it does what? Gets planted in the ground and does what? Dies. And when it dies, it brings forth what? Life. Come on. He that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. That's strong language. You mean I'm to hate my life down here? Well, in comparison, if it's all about you, yeah, hate being selfish. Hate being full of yourself. Absolutely. Hate being selfish. Hate being materialistic. Hate those things. That's a good kind of hate. Amen? Instead of hating people, how about find some own crap in your life you can hate? Amen? Come on. And die to some of that stuff. And live, man. Have you noticed I didn't say come bring it all to the church? Yes or no? No. 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 Love people, give to people, serve people. Love your family, serve your family. Don't be an idiot and just be taken advantage of all the time. I'm not saying that. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Be wise in your and be a good steward of things that you have. But instead of being a kingdom builder for you and your life and all about stuff, come on, realize I'm a pilgrim down here. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall be also my servant. He's going to be there. If any man serve me, him will my Father what? Don't you want to be honored by the Lord? He's not going to honor selfishness. He's not going to honor somebody who's all concerned about just them. It's not going to happen. He's going to honor those who are going to serve his Son. Love Jesus and love people. Say that with me. Love Jesus and love people. That's what it's about. A seed must die to reproduce, and you're going to reap what you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. That's what the Bible says. Be not deceived. God is not what? Mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. So if you're sowing, ooh, I want to sit on the left hand and the right hand in your kingdom. You're going to reap that. Or you can do what Jesus said and say, don't say that. It's not about that. It's about being a minister to other people. It's about being a servant to other people. Live like that, and you're going to reap some serious good stuff in your life. Amen? Come on. How many have lived long enough to screw your life up pretty good? And now Jesus has come into your life. And the things that you used to think were fun and crazy and that you gave your life after, you don't do that anymore and you don't want to do that anymore. Can I see your hand? Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Reaping what you sow, man. Come on, praise the Lord with me this morning. Come on, these are lives that are changed. Good stuff, man. Come on. I'm not much longer. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You sow to what you want, your will, and you're this and you're that. It's gonna be a mess. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap what? Life, we're pilgrims down here, man. Remember those Mayflower folks? Come on. Over half of the 104 or whatever it was on board the ship that came over here, half of them died the first winter. Half of them. Everybody lost somebody. Okay? But aren't you glad they came? And they were so glad. And they're the ones who established Thanksgiving. We didn't establish Thanksgiving. That's in the 1600s. They're having Thanksgiving before we ever thought about a country here. Amen? Thanksgiving's from God. Spiritual fruit remains. Fleshly fruit does what? Rots. Yuck. Amen. I'm the true vine. My Father is the husbandman, Jesus says. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it might bring forth more fruit. Man, you're bearing some fruit. He's going to purge and teach you some other things in your life and some maybe in some hard lessons, and you're going to find you're giving some more fruit out. Amen? Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Great verse. abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. And if we don't have this kind of pilgrim attitude and this stranger attitude on this planet, you're not abiding in the Lord. It ain't happening. Okay? You can't have that attitude and have his attitude. That's crazy. Okay? I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do what? But we think we can. And so we live this way. Okay? But we can't. If a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. He's withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. And a lot of people, they've given their life down here. Instead of following Christ, even as Christians, instead of following Christ, their life was just a mess. They didn't do any good for the kingdom. May as well just been thrown in the trash. God has a plan for your life. Every child of God is expected to bear fruit. We can't bear fruit unless we abide in Him. The Father prunes the branches for more production. Without Jesus, you're a dead, dry branch. And notice the difference between Him and us and we and Him. It's incredible. Amen? Keep looking. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death. That is, Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should do what? Walk in what? And this new life that we have is that this world is not my home. Souls matter. People matter. My family matters. Okay? Stuff doesn't matter a whole lot. Okay? A new life now. A new perspective. If we've been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is what? Crucified. Yeah, but I like this. And yeah, I want it. Well, I understand that, but we crucify that. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve what? Sin. For he that's dead is what? Freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with Him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more, hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He lives unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be what? Dead indeed unto sin, say it with me, but what? Alive unto God through who? Jesus Christ. So the way to be fruitful is to die. Y'all getting this or not? Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey? Whether of sin unto death, or stuff, or kingdom building on this earth, you're going to be the servant to that. Or you can obey and serve the Lord unto righteousness. It's our choice. Tough teaching. Just a couple. Baptism shows our willingness to be used by Him. When we even follow Him in baptism and say, I want to follow Christ, I'm going to humble myself, say, I believe in Christ, I'm buried, the old man is dead, I'm coming up alive and anew for the Lord. Amen? Pilgrim paradoxes, last one. Here we go. Did good, Ray. This one's short. We'll go pretty quick on it. Here we go. We've seen some crazy talk today at the Fellowship Church. But you know whose words they were? Jesus. My commentary is not sometimes, that's for sure. Here's one. The way to heaven is to receive a gift as a child. That goes against the way we're taught. The way to heaven is I'm going to be good. The way to heaven is I'm going to give. The way to heaven is I'm going to do whatever. What? The way to heaven is to receive a gift as a child. Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little who? You shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Ain't happening. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom. Keep looking. Help me. Okay, so we cannot come as religious giants. This is a principle we live by. Nicodemus came to the Lord. We're not going to get into that scripture, but he came to the Lord in John chapter 3 as a great religious leader. Listen. Just having intellectual belief in the historical Jesus is not enough. We must receive it as a gift. Y'all, let's say that with me. We must receive Jesus as a what? As a gift. We must come to Him. We must call on Him. We must receive Him. These are the principles we live by. As it's written, there's none righteous, no, not one. You're not good enough to come to God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is a gift. Wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have what? Don't forget that. As you walk down here, you live down here, and you're a pilgrim down here, you're a stranger down here, don't forget the one who gave you life. Love people. Know this is the greatest message you'll ever share with anybody. For the wages of sin is death, but the what? The what? The gift of God is what? Eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You mean I have to receive Him as a gift? Absolutely. We love Him because He what? First loved us. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourself. Stop thinking that. It is the what? It's the gift of God that you can have forgiveness of sin and life eternal. Not of works, lest any man should do what? I'd be the first one. This gift cannot be earned, bought, traded for, or worked for. The way to heaven is to receive a gift as a child. It is what? It's free, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Push me, Ray. We must trust Him, not try. We must trust, not try. Well, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm doing pretty good. If you die today, you know you go to heaven. Well, I'm trying. But do you believe? Do you believe you're a sinner? Do you believe that God had one son named Jesus? If you put your faith and trust in Him, and not the church, not man, not your money, not your stuff, not your good looks, your whatever. That's the difference between religion and the Christian life. Religion is man's attempt to reach out to God. Christianity is God reaching down to helpless, fallen man. Say that with me. Christianity is God reaching down to helpless, fallen man. Here you're a mess. See yourself that way. He'll give you eternal life. Put your faith in Him. And then don't, when He does it, don't all of a sudden think it's about you. Please. Walk that way as a server, as a minister, and try to get as many to go with you as possible. Amen? And to start to see Him. So, I think we're done. Pilgrim paradox. Let's thank the Lord for the word this morning. Amen. We're done. That's all time we got. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's get up on our...